What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one community for DJs to get paid for your live stream sets. We have my brother Drasir here on the show. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Daryl? My name is Drasir. I live here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And, awesome.
Rocking.
Wonderful, brother. Super excited to have you on the show. You've been a big supporter and community member of the club. And I really just want to hear your story about yourself in the DJ industry. So talk to us about, you know, what sparked your interest in becoming a DJ and give us some color on the beginning days in your journey.
Okay. So I'm practically a really new DJ in the industry. I studied in vet school in Monterrey, Nuevo León, in Mexico. So it's the third largest city in Mexico. So there's always something to do there on the weekend. There's one festival per month. So I used to go to all these festivals. I enjoyed the electronic music ones much better than the rest of them. And that's what got my interest on getting to DJ. I moved here to Indianapolis in 2019. So that's when I bought my first DJ equipment. And my wife supported me and she's like, I don't want to see that thing just there, right? So I had to learn the hard way, just YouTube, Crossfader, all this stuff. And we're still learning.
Yeah, that's exciting, man. And when you see it like that, where you go somewhere and you just have a really great time and you're like, hey, that's something that I want to do as well. And you just kind of jump right in it. Then you have that support from the people around you, such as your wife and family. And it's just a really great thing to be able to take a hobby and turn it into something bigger. So like, I would love to hear, you know, what are some early steps you took to jump right into this passion of yours, and talk to me just about how other people can get started as a DJ in this current climate.
Well, you said it, this current thing, the pandemic was, I think I want to say like hard and good for some of us. For me, I think it started much better than the guys that already were DJing, that their clubs got shut down, all this. But for me and others that we're just starting, I think it grew a little bit easier or faster. So I just started. I remember when I first plugged in my controller, set up my speakers, I think I said something wrong that I didn't got any audio from it. And I had to start learning by the hard way. I downloaded 5 songs, I put them on, and it was a huge mess. So, you know, had to start learning, and a lot of tutorials. I think that's one of the amazing things that from our era, that everything's on YouTube, and you can get access to all this stuff for free sometimes, since sometimes you gotta pay. But yeah.
Yeah, no, a lot of things are available for free, and leverage them, utilize them. They're going to help you in your journey. And even if you have to pay for some of them, it's an investment into what can become a very lucrative and fun career for yourself. DJing is extremely amazing, and anyone can turn it into a money generating business for themselves. So I encourage you to invest in yourself and definitely look into some of the free, but also paid opportunities to learn the trade and figure out how to turn it into a business, man. One thing that you've done so far that I love already is your ability to brand and market yourself. You've built the name Drasir, and you've already have an amazing logo that I can see, and it's trademarked. Talk to me a little bit about your branding and how you go about making the brand, designing the logo, and how that brand has played a role in your early days as a DJ.
Okay, so like I said, I started on 2019. It took me about 1 year and a half to know what my DJ name was going to be. So when I was on Facebook posting pictures of myself doing mixes, I used to put like DJ dot 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 and a question mark for the people out there to help me out with a cool name. I think you have to have a cool name. So my name is Richard, and I just flipped it. So Richard backwards, it's Drasir. So I have a lot of friends in Monterrey as well that they are designers. So they helped me out with all this, and they told me, let's take out the H out so it looks much better, like visually looks better. So we started doing that, and it was back and forth. He showed me the projects, and I'm like, okay, I like this. I like the colors. Let's remove this. Let's add this. And we played with it, everything. And like I said earlier, I think the pandemic gave me at least a lot of time to plan everything. I want to see this like a hobby that can leave you money, a little extra income, right? So I've been, from last year, I started buying more equipment, more speakers, and I still got a list that I need to purchase. And I've been trying to work with the social media, Instagram, Facebook, doing visuals and trying to look at, to make it look like making noticeable. Like, I want to see that's a cool loop. That's something that makes that catches your eye and can go to my place and me out.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And just by presenting yourself in a very professional and appealing way, you stand out instantly. Like, looking at your logo, looking at your presence and the way that you carry yourself on your live streams. You streamed on the club a few times and I really enjoy your sets. I feel like I would never have known that you were, you know, only DJing for 2 years. So like, you can really skip like the image of being a newbie in the game if you take the right steps, like our brother Drysir here, to market yourself properly, get professional help to establish your logo, your name, everything that you have, and package yourself beautifully, and then you grow into it. You know, your DJ skills are going to take time because it takes time to develop, but by learning and taking classes and finding resources to bring you up to speed quicker, you'll be able to really set a name for yourself and start monetizing your skills very soon. So in this time, like you said, like, COVID and this pandemic has really changed the game, and it has opened the door for people to move very fast in their DJ career, because the playing field is leveled. Almost everyone has similar opportunities today because everyone's online and there's limited access to in-person events. So those that have worked on building a brand and are able to package themselves to look very good for the people that don't know anyone in terms of DJing, you really could start building a community and a brand around yourself very quickly, leveraging social media, leveraging various live streaming platforms, and just putting yourself out there to friends, families, and anyone in your network. So take this time to start building your brand, getting the things like your logo, preparing yourself for live streams, and putting your name out there, and start building a business around your DJing passion, man. This is super exciting, man. I would love to hear, you know, what is some of the things that is on your agenda for, you know, going forward? Like, where do you want to see yourself in your DJ career, and what are you doing to get there?
Well, right now, my brother owns a local bar in Guadalajara, Mexico as well. So we've done two live streams. He puts me on his TV with the speakers and everything, and we're like, I have my microphone, like I start to announce his promotions from his food, his new beers, because he's a brewer. So his new beers and everything, and play music. We've done some of those setups. And I was in Mexico in March, and I had my first live gig. It was for like 150 people. Had an amazing time. There were six or seven DJs. Some of them are in Spotify. Really cool event. I appreciate the invite. And what I would like to go forward is, once everything, the pandemic goes, ends, I would like to go to be like a club DJ, or I would like to like pool parties for the college guys and everything, a party. Yeah, that's also looking forward to music production, but I'm still not quite there yet. I'm still trying to learn the Ableton software, because it's really complicated.
That's awesome. I'm super excited to watch you on your journey and be able to help and support in whatever ways I can, man. You're super exciting in terms of what you're doing and some of the skills you've already learned being a DJ and being in this virtual environment. You know, talk to me about some of the new technologies that you're able to leverage. We just had a brief conversation about OBS. What are some things that you're doing? And talk to me a little bit about OBS and maybe some of the other technologies and things that you're using to enhance your DJ business today.
Okay, so I remember my first live streams. I wasn't even using an audio interface, so I was just picking the phone microphone. It was horrible, right? So one of my Mexico DJ friends as well, he started playing with the OBS. So when I was watching him his live stream, I was like, hey, how do you do that? And he's like, just you use OBS. I'm like, okay, I downloaded it. I didn't even know how to use OBS. So it was another struggle there. Had to, again, YouTube, everything's on YouTube, guys. So go check it out. Everything you need, you can Google it. So I just started playing with OBS, adding my logo. I bought my audio interface, which now I can pick up audio directly from the line of the Pioneer. And getting quality streams, that's my purpose, getting a quality purpose for the people to enjoy it, you know, so they can be relaxing, having a good time during the weekend, forgetting all the problems, just having a good time.
Wonderful, brother. Super great. You've been DJing for about 2 years now, and you're moving pretty quickly. What are some things that you've learned in your 2 years of DJing that would be valuable for the audience here that are trying to get started or trying to take their DJ career to the next level? What are some things that you've learned that would be valuable for them to hear?
Okay, well, I'm still trying to learn to scratch. That's one ability that I would like to get on. But I'm more of just mixing. I like to make you dance, right? So basically just mixing, playing with samples, live mashups. I'm trying to play with that as well. It's a huge world, the DJ world, and I like to watch a lot of live sets from. I'm getting to know my range of DJs was like this. I'm trying to go bigger and trying to pick up the best of everything that's out there, and getting ideas, getting creative, finger drumming. You know, trying to sampling. And like I said, I would like to get into the music production soon so I can do a much better stuff there.
Awesome, man. And you mentioned that your network has grown from little to much more wider now. Talk to me about how you've gone about building your network and what are some things that DJs can do to build their network as well.
Well, I think I gotta give props to the club. I enjoyed my real first time streaming there. I felt really nice seeing all those comments down there and, hey, you go, Dresser, and thumbs up and all that. That motivates you, you know? So when I was just first started that, nobody was listening to my mixes and everything. You kind of get down like, this is maybe not for me, but you just gotta keep going and make you notice, and I really enjoyed the club streaming. It feels really well when you know that you're being watched. It's completely different, the game. You enjoy better your mixes. You do a much better mix as well, and you just keep you're more fun at it as well.
Wonderful, man. And you mentioned also like you're on Twitch and other platforms watching other people's live stream and networking and building community. You know, what's your strategy to building relationships with in this industry, and how do you go about doing that? It's super important for people to have a network of DJs and other people in the industry that you're building these friendships and relationships and partnerships with. What are you doing and how are you going about that?
Well, I think everything's been on social media. I've been talking to like 3 or 4 DJs all around the world. Some of them are from here in the United States, some are from Mexico, and they're more experienced DJs than I am, obviously. And I've been just asking them all these basic stuff that for them, they're like, well, that's maybe very basic, but they've been super helpful. Like, hey, how much, just a simple question is, how much should I charge, you know? And well, it depends on your equipment. It depends on what you're bringing. If you're bringing a light show, it's a big world out there, right? So they've been super helpful, and everything's been by social media. I don't even like personally. I don't even know them, right? But they are there for me, and I'm there for them. You know.
That's awesome, man. And it's super important to find people that are further along that can help you. That's another thing that makes you move much faster when you have someone to teach you the ropes and show you the ropes, as opposed to trial and error. When you have someone to sort of be like a mentor to you, it makes you move much faster and able to get more further in your DJ career. And what are some of the things that you've learned from these people that you've been talking to and have been providing you advice? You know, you mentioned, you know, about how much to charge and stuff like that, but what are some other things that you've learned and some questions that DJ should be asking other people to help them in their early career?
I think for me, like a setup, I've just been playing in my bedroom, so I know my setup, like my hand, right? So when I was in this first gig in March, I was like, the other DJ was showing me like, okay, let's because we were using another interface, everything was going into the another mixer, which I've never been used before. So he was like showing me there the equipment by itself. So I think I still got a lot to learn, get out of my comfort zone, you know, which hopefully when the day that comes when I'm in a club, I can feel like home. A lot of the other stuff has been like social networking or the OBS stuff, and how to monetize more than to know how much you can charge, to see what you can do with what you can offer. So like building all these different packages, and that's the way I'm trying to go forward. I'm trying to learn from how to, you know, the DJ equipment's really expensive. Yeah, so you don't want to just give it for free, right? And I think you should get at least a little bit back.
Awesome, man. That's super exciting. And what are some things that you're currently focused on now? And how could myself, the club, and our community help and support you?
Okay, well, right now I'm just trying to get noticed, and the club has been really awesome about it. Trying to learn to the music production. I want to get there, and I want to, because I really enjoy mixing all these cool DJ songs, right? But I think it's going to be totally different once you start mixing your own tunes. I got a lot of friends that are musicians that they're on their band, and they're like, I've seen them perform live, and it's just how they get there on stage and how they're living it. So I want to be like that kind of dream, you know, being mixing your own stuff, getting noticed, uploading to Spotify, get all that stuff.
Awesome. And before we jump into the lightning round, do you have any other pieces of advice for DJs that are currently looking to jump into the industry? And how can, you know, they, you know, get these early experiences to jump in? So any pieces of advice that could be helpful before we jump into the lightning round?
Yeah, well, don't give up, guys. Like I said, I remember when I just got my first equipment, I just opened 5 songs and I was like, this sounds horrible. And I left my equipment there like a week, and my wife, she told me, hey, you better start using that stuff, right? So I got back in there, and you gotta keep going. If it's something really you enjoy, I wouldn't recommend you going and buying all this expensive equipment if you haven't done it before. I started with the EDJ 400, which is a really basic controller. Right now I got the XDJ XZ, which is more professional standalone. So it was a big upgrade, but I wouldn't start it with that piece of equipment, right? So I recommend you to go with something affordable because you may, on the way, you may find that it's not really something yet that you enjoyed or that you're not going to be using. So you don't want to waste a lot of money and just leave it there. So, but keep going, guys, and use all these media to get out there.
Awesome, man. Great advice. And we're going to jump into the lightning round route now. Are you ready?
All right.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay, like I said, I started on the DDJ 400, so I was stuck with record box. Once I upgraded to the XDJ XZ, I started to use Serato, but I'm personally better. I like better record box. That's on the software. I haven't tried Tractor and Virtual DJ, all these other softwares, because I like I said, I want to stay like on the standard club. So once I go to a club, Hopefully that's very soon. I want to be feeling at home on equipment. I got my BDJ 400 controller, which is really nice. It's really basic, but it's really nice because it's super portable. The XBJ, it's a much professional equipment, really nice sound, but it's not portable. So that's just like always in my bedroom. Hopefully once the gigs are back, I can start carrying it around. But that's around it on my equipment. And some small speakers, eight inch speakers, everything Pioneer. I like the Pioneer brand.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Our favorite DJ for all time is going to be Lost Frequencies. I like that guy. His tunes are really amazing. I've seen him live like 4 times and he gives a show.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
With just one party and I really enjoyed it because it was my very first time I saw people dancing and being out there. So it was it was called Open Air. It was in March this year and it was really fun. So hopefully there's going to be more, so once I can have at least more to choose, right?
Who's the most interesting person you've met through your DJ career?
I want to say it's going to be you, because like I said, it's really new to this. So I think you're the meeting the CEO of an app, that's a huge jump for me for right now in the position that I am. And I appreciate your time here with me. And also I want to hopefully I can meet some more guys, right?
What is one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
I think it all depends on what you want. I haven't found anything that I'm missing yet, but there's always something you can improve. Like I haven't messed with the green screens yet, but hopefully I'll start seeing into that soon. But I think, like I said earlier, the pandemic has brought obviously a lot of bad stuff, but with it, a lot of good stuff as well. All these live streamings, you can see a very basic, like I said, my very first streams were really basic, now to more cool. I've been seeing on Google some virtual stadiums, or stages, sorry, and they look really awesome. I don't know if you got a chance to see the Tomorrowland virtual. It was all that you can do. It's really amazing, all those ages.
Shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Well, shout out to DJ Cheese from Monterrey, DJ Joswax. She's a vinyl DJ. And I can't remember anymore.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ that's interested in being on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're doing events?
Everything is as Official Dresser, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, pretty much all these social networks. You can find me as Official Dresser.
Awesome, man. This has been an amazing interview, and I'm super excited for your journey as a DJ. You're 2 years in, and I'm sure the next 2 to 10 to 50 years are going to be truly amazing, man. You're going to really do a wonderful job, and I'm glad that we're connected and I can help you along that journey. So thank you for your time. I really appreciate you spending time with us today.
I appreciate it, Daryl. It was nice meeting you, and thank you for the opportunity, and let's keep going with the club.